2.
Friday mornings, we are joined by Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. You can read it in actual paper form this week.
Oh, I suppose you could.
Sure, why not?
Kind of dining guide this time.
Yeah,
and and a Terry Swales coloring book or some
damn
thing.
That's right. There's a fun book in there.
The holiday fun book.
That's right.
Terry Swales fun book.
Yeah,
it's
fun for Terry Swales is
with info this week.
But see, it's kind of messed up because fun for Terry Swales is the Christmas that didn't happen because everyone was killed by tornadoes.
Ooh.
Santa brought
kind of fun.
Santa brought hail that damaged
the entire
community. Yeah, his idea of holiday fun and minor really different.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easter 73 and 74, where we never were able to go out during spring break because there was a tornado every day.
And when I looked in my stocking after, as the old elf went up the chimney, I looked in my stocking and I was hit by ball lightning, an unusual phenomena that we're studying here in the Weather Center. Actually, that's not fair. I just saw the cover that there's a holiday fun book from Terry Swales. What is
there
it
is.
Exactly? Actually, you know what?
Check it out. You've got it right there. Absolutely.
And then there's the dining guide that you probably should take out and save.
Yeah, the dining guide actually looks sharp. Yeah,
this well
is the first
done.
Time they've done. Yeah, I agree. They did a hell of a lot of work on that. So
save that.
Where's the Terry Swales holiday fun book?
Where is it?
Well, this is a ripoff.
I see it there. Oh, you must have it somewhere.
See, I read your reviews because that's
somewhere?
Always the first thing I do
when I get
the reader.
You didn't dream this up, did you?
No, it says it on the
cover. Here
it is.
There you go.
Holiday fun book.
Yeah, peruse away.
The whole family's dressed as some sort of Spanish plantation owners.
I like it.
Oh, well, this is cool. There's coupons in here.
Tons and tons of coupons.
Well, what does Terry Swales have to do with this?
You know, he gave it to us, so God bless.
He did all this collecting all these coupons?
I'm not quite sure how that worked. They keep me away from business understandable reasons.
Well, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right, Mike, so let's talk about movies.
Yeah, we saw a few. We didn't see all of them last week because I was saving my energies for this weekend when nothing is opening
at
all.
Right, you just got the Michael Jackson movie.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
So we saw Amelia. Uh-huh. Not as bad as that clip led us to believe last week. It's still boring as hell. It's still no fun at all. But Hilary Swank, I gotta give her credit. She's pretty good. She's
flying
pretty good
allows
in it.
Me to travel in three dimensions.
Yeah, that was a stupid line. When don't we do that? We always travel in three dimensions. Yeah, it's like one of the first
things
out
sure
of her
that
mouth.
I'm not sure that Hilary Swank does.
Yeah.
She might not.
She's kind of a color form.
Yeah. Right,
so God bless her.
This is the sort of thing that maybe mom and dad might like.
Yeah.
Everybody's
grandma is going to have a great time at this movie. Yeah. Right. It's one of those inspirational
biopics. If you went to college with Amelia Earhart, you should go see the movie.
25 years ago, this would have maybe meant something, but who cares now?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also saw a movie that's already gone called Good Hair, this Chris Rock documentary about the African-American hair care product industry. What a fun freaking movie.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah.
You learn a lot of stuff about the business, and you learn a lot about I learned more about relaxer than I'd ever known before.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing though. As three white guys sitting in a room, that's a thing where I have a million questions about how they do that, but you don't want to ask your black friend just hair questions
exactly.
forever.
So check out this flick
instead. It's explained
instead.
To you and easy to handle. Like, you understand everything about
black
hair?
I kind of get it now, and it's a hellish process. I feel terrible.
Yeah, I had
for
a feeling it
after.
Probably was a hellish process.
Oh, it
process.
Looks painful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a thing where they interview Salt and Peppa, who I haven't seen on screen for ages.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which member it was who said that one of her hairstyles in the early 90s was built around the fact that she got a chemical burn because of relaxer.
Uh-huh.
So she had to kind of swoop her hair over one side of her head because there was this huge scar there for months because of that process.
I tend to think that if I was black, I would still sport the giant afro.
You know, I think you'd look good in that, man.
Why not?
Sure.
Mm. You know,
yeah, a lot of pressure put on it to relax it, though.
Let's go with the Julius Erving.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Also,
but that's gone, by the way.
Yeah,
the movie's already left.
Well, it
stayed for 4 days.
DVD before
what
too
a shame.
Much longer.
And I saw Saw 6, because why not?
Yeah.
I might as well see. I'm one of the few who went to see that over the weekend, actually.
No, it didn't do very well.
Nobody cared. Yeah, it's fine. I've seen worse ones, I guess. But the weird thing is now that the more sequels we get, it's basically just the more flashbacks we get in the movie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Tobin Bell's Jigsaw, who died in the third one, Seriously, is in at least three quarters of the movie. It's I don't know how he's getting more screen time now dead than he was alive. It's just it's one flashback after another.
Well,
as if there's a plot to this Enterprise. It's very strange.
Well, if it didn't do that well, that means there probably won't be a Saw 7.
Well, actually, there is going to be a Saw 7.
What?
It's in 3D. They announced that a few months ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the series will be revitalized with 3D glasses.
No.
Yeah, sad.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, that's it.
The only thing opening is
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's it.
And
this is it, actually.
This is something. Were they planning on making a movie?
Apparently not.
Because it seems to me they chopped this thing together, and yet, even though they chopped it together, it's getting pretty good reviews.
It really is. Ebert went crazy on it, actually. He did 4 stars, I think, on it. But no, I don't think it was supposed to be a movie at all. I think they were doing behind-the-scenes footage for a potential DVD down the line or something.
After the tour.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm kind of excited about it, to be honest. I mean,
how long is this thing? Just like...
Like an hour 40, maybe? Hour 30, hour 40?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll give it a whirl.
We'll see.
You don't look happy at all, David.
But this is...
This is
is this a limited engagement here, too?
Well,
it's limited 2 weeks everywhere.
Everywhere?
What they say.
That's what they say.
But I think they said that about the Toy Story movies, too, that are still sticking around after their 2 weeks only.
Why would you pull it if you're making a ton of money?
Yeah.
Why do they need to have the Toy Story movies in theaters when everybody owns them?
Yeah, you got me. Well, we're building excitement for part 3 next summer, but
I guess.
I don't know.
But there's no added scenes or anything.
Nah. It's just look at it with but pay $3 extra for the glasses now.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty rude.
So that's the only one, and then you're going to catch
up? That's it, and we'll catch we'll catch the John C. Reilly vampire movie today.
With that one.
And I think I might give Astro Boy a whirl.
Just because. You are a glutton for punishment.
It is grim out there. I want to be away from windows for a while, because I'm getting depressed.
It's awful. Enough, you're right about
it. It's been just crap.
No,
for
you're
days.
Right.
So I'll spend a day in the movie theater. That's
so fun. Astro Boy.
Not the worst idea.
Michael Jackson and John C. Reilly.
Yeah, right. There's a triple feature for you. Bring it on.
All right, Mike. Well, good luck and
thank you. Yeah, I'll need.
Yeah,
that.
Go get some stimuli.
We'll be
right.
Okay.
That will be a nice change of pace.
Yeah,
for
go
me,
do
actually.
That.
All right. We'll be thinking of
it. We got nothing to offer you.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.